All right. Let's get into this stand-up, Vic. Let's break it down. Maybe we'll put this out as a bonus episode.
Oh, God.
All right. Starting from the top. Now, your boyfriend, who was the videographer, didn't get this started right away, so it kind of comes in a little bit jerky.
Yeah, no, it started with like I'm an aspiring stripper bit.
Oh, we missed the stripper bit?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a bummer. Maybe you could recreate it for us.
No, God, no.
No?
No, but I did address how awkward I was, so like that was weird.
Oh, so we didn't get that part in the video.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then you start talking about your voice.
Which
you like to do. So that's where we're starting off here.
Do I sound like this? it's tough. Like, I don't like waking up in the morning and fucking hearing my shrill ass voice. Like, it's the worst fucking wake up ever, especially hungover. Like, my fucking God.
All right. So you don't like hearing your own voice, and especially in the morning time. Do you talk a lot in the morning, Vic?
You know, I talk to myself frequently.
I imagine you probably have conversations with your cat a lot.
I have
a feeling about that.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, he'll meow back.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure it's a fun conversation.
So I'm aspiring to be a stripper.
Oh, we do have this part. Oh, good.
Oh, shit.
Oh, okay, cool. All right. So, aspiring to be a stripper. Let's back this up and do this right.
So, I'm aspiring to be a stripper. Stop being nervous on stage.
So, you said, I'm aspiring to be a stripper, and your boyfriend starts laughing as if that's the joke.
Yeah.
Isn't that kind of insulting a little bit?
No.
No? Okay.
He was like an army grunt, so...
Okay.
So I'm aspiring to be a stripper. Stop being nervous on stage. Because, you know, my hands get like really fucking slippery and like wet.
Was that part of the bit, or were you just like realizing that you were sweating and needed to address it?
None of it was really like, you know, written out that well.
Uh-huh.
But I do sweat like profusely in like really awkward situations, so
yeah. I feel like getting up to do a stand-up act when you don't have a stand-up act is a very awkward situation. I would see why you'd be a little sweaty there.
Oh yeah.
Did you think about maybe writing jokes before doing stand-up or no?
No, I just talked in my car beforehand and I was like, yep, good enough,
got it. Oh, okay, let's talk about your sweaty hands.
Because, you know, my hands get, like, really fucking slippery and, like, wet. I don't want to be, like, dancing around on a pole and, like, fall off on some guy who, like, you know, got divorced, like, 3 years ago. He's drinking. His wife, like, used to be, like, 80 pounds. It's fine. It was Indian. It was a forced marriage.
Okay, let's break this down. Because you took us on a pretty big adventure right there. It was a journey. So you're going to be a stripper so you can get over your anxiety, but you're worried about slipping off the pole because your hands get sweaty and slippery. And if you do, then you're going to land into a guy's lap who got a divorce 3 years ago. And his ex-wife is 80 pounds?
I think so. I think that's what I said.
Okay. But it's because he's Indian? That his ex-wife is 80 pounds? Is that what
you know, Carl, sometimes, you know, comedy's a journey that doesn't always make sense, Carl.
No, I know.
And this is gold.
That's why I'm laughing. I I think it's fun. Aren't you glad you woke up to do this today? We're having a lot of fun.
Evidently.
All right. Let's back that up. I want to hear that whole journey again.
Drinking. His wife, like, used to be, like, 80 pounds. It's fine. It was Indian. It was a forced marriage. It's whatever.
The other fun thing about this video, for some reason, your boyfriend can't hold his phone up. So he's filming you through all of the empty chairs in front of him. It looks like there was nobody in this room.
No, there was literally like 15 fucking people. It
Okay.
seated for maybe about 30,
Okay.
40 at most. And most of the well, quote unquote comedians who go there were just like waiting at like the front lobby, waiting to get on
So they weren't
stage.
even watching you? They didn't even watch each other?
No, they don't fucking watch each other.
Oh, that's
I'm like,
fucked up.
oh, that fucks with me.
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
Oh yeah.
All right. So I think we now all thoroughly understand that joke about the stripper thing, right? We got
Yeah,
it? Okay, cool.
absolutely.
Moving on. What's next?
Sorry, this is my first time on stage. This is crazy. It pays to be an attention whore, so it's fine. That's where I get all my confidence. But my mom, growing up with a Russian mom, is really rough. They're scared of everything. Because not only was she Jewish, she was Russian, so she had the Germans trying to kill her.
All right. I think you stumbled on this one just a tad.
Oh,
Because you
yeah.
already established she was Russian, and then you said she was Jewish and she was Russian. I think you probably meant to do that the other way around. Was your mom, did she grow up in Russia?
Yeah. She grew up in Moscow and then
Wow.
moved. Well, yeah.
How did she get out of there?
Well, she had like a husband and a kid already. And she was like, oh, if you do not want to move to America, I break up with you. So she did and then became a nurse.
Oh, so she
So.
left her family.
Oh, no, she brought the kid at least, but she
Oh,
was like,
okay.
fuck you to her first husband.
So that kid's not you, I assume.
No.
She had you with some Japanese guy later?
No, she had me with like a cokehead German. And then that ended when I was like 6 months, and then she met the Japanese guy.
Okay. I kind of want to hear your mom stand up. She sounds interesting.
Oh God, I really wish she fucking would. She's hilarious.
Yeah.
Way funnier than me.
Oh yeah, the Russians are known for their senses of humor. All right. Let's back this up. I want to hear about your family again. Let's get this the whole thing in.
But my mom, growing up with a Russian mom, is really rough. They're scared of everything. Because not only was she Jewish, she was Russian, so she had the Germans trying to kill her, and then the front man of the country, Stalin, trying to fucking starve her.
So was Stalin, what was his title? It wasn't front man of the country. Was he the president?
Technically, I don't, women don't know history, Carl, so I wouldn't know
I
anything.
can tell. I would think that you would have learned a little bit about Russia growing up with a Russian mom who escaped the country. No?
No, I just knew how much she hated her sister.
Okay. Yeah, so my mom had it rough. There were Germans. There was this guy who ran stuff. Stalin, I think, was his name. All right. Yeah, it sounds like a tough life.
So she had the Germans trying to kill her, and then the front man of the country, Stalin, trying to fucking starve her. So my family went through a lot of shit. I consider myself a double minority. I'm white as shit. This is all I can get.
All right, so you're Jewish.
I was Jewish for like a couple years, and then my mom got pissed off and left them. So, but yeah, technically,
Technically, you're Jewish,
yeah.
but you're a double minority. So what's the other one? Russian?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah,
Is that what
that's what I was getting
is
at.
that what you were getting at? Because
Yes.
being Russian is not like a minority thing.
Well, I wouldn't go that far, Carl.
You don't think so?
No, the Slavs went through a lot, man.
Yeah, but they're still white people. I mean, Russians look a lot like British people and all the other Europeans. I don't know. All right, well, I'll give it to you. So let's keep moving.
Whitish.
Did you know it was going to take us a half an hour to get through this 3-minute video? Because I didn't.
No, God, no.
That's a spot. All right.
Shit, this is all I can get. Yeah, so. My mom, again, afraid of everything. She every morning before I left, she'd be like, "All right, don't get raped." Thanks. So I grew up as a child, like thinking it was gonna happen. Like people would walk around the corner and be like, "Fuck, stay away from me."
So, did you get raped then, Vic?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm still waiting
Good.
for it.
Okay, good. Good. I'm glad to hear that. Have you ever had other women get pissed at you for being so flippant about rape?
Yeah, this
I
one
bet.
girl in my like speech class got pregnant at 16, and then like I was making rape jokes. She got really mad at me. I almost got in a fight.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So I grew up as a child, like thinking that was gonna happen. Like people would walk around the corner and be like, "Fuck, stay away from me." And especially when the like stepdaughter, stepfather porn started blowing up. That was really terrifying. My stepdad's Japanese. You know how fucking degenerate those people are. Tentacle porn, really? Are you fucking kidding? You live on an island. Jesus Christ.
What does living on an island have to do with the tentacle porn comment?
I think I was getting at there's nothing better to do than just fantasize about what to do with the shit that like washes up on shore. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
So that's why they're into tentacle porn, because they see it washing up on the shore all day.
Yeah, and then they're like, "Oh shit, like what can we do with it?"
Interesting. You don't see that in SoCal, though, for some reason. Not as much tentacle
No.
porn going on in SoCal. Can I ask a question? I'm not trying to be creepy. Are you a fan of tentacle porn?
No, I think I really honestly like I think 5 years ago I really tried to get into it. Like I've tried all the porn, just really, seeing what's up. I couldn't get into it.
Yeah, I don't get it either. I like that you've given every type of porn a try, though. That's
You know,
good.
I you just gotta let yourself loose. You gotta see
Right.
what's going on.
You got to taste all the different flavors that are out there, so to speak.
Oh yeah. No,
Right.
still like to this day, the most fucked up porn is like the supersized BBW. Like that one's fucked.
Yeah, I would agree with that. All
Like
right.
those 600-pound ladies where they're just fucking like rolls of fat.
I've never watched that, because you don't have to if you don't want to.
Oh, you should.
No, I should
You know how fucking degenerate those people are?
not.
Tentacle porn, really? Are you fucking kidding? You live on an island. Jesus Christ. Where the fuck do you even think of that? I really fucking hate people who just are secluded on islands. Australians? Yeah. No shit. No one makes fun of Australians. Like, that's fine. Someone has to. The only reason why America even knows they exist, Kangaroo Jack, Crocodile Dundee, and Steve Irwin.
I thought those three people were the same guy. I'm learning from you. So I remember you used to call into the show and motherfuck Australians. Were you just working out material with your voicemails, or is this something that you've always felt, that you just dislike Australian people?
No, I just really hate Australian people.
I like that take. I feel like people, for some reason, fantasize about Australia being this great, wonderful place. And I never understood why that was. I guess it's because it seems so secluded from the rest of the world. It must be better than the shit we're dealing with. But
Well, everyone's pretty hot there, but like it comes at a price. So,
yeah, what price is that?
they're just fucking retards, or like they're pretty much like the Texas of the world. So, you know.
Yeah, it's true. Us good-looking people, we do get stereotyped as being low IQ, but all right.
Someone has to. The only reason why America even knows they exist, Kangaroo Jack, Crocodile Dundee, and Steve Irwin. Crocodile Dundee 2 was better than Kangaroo Jack, and Steve Irwin is dead now. So.
All right, so that didn't land, but I want to talk about that.
Yeah.
Crocodile Dundee 2 was better than Kangaroo Jack. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is the point of that that it's so absurd because Crocodile Dundee 2 was a garbage movie?
I didn't
Is
like
that the
it. It
joke?
was a fucking awful movie.
Yeah, it's not good. Okay. And then Steve Irwin's dead.
Yeah.
So that's fun. That's always funny. That's always a good joke. Hey, you guys know about Steve Irwin? He's dead.
Well, people get upset about that. Well, at least, the kids do.
I just had a brilliant idea. I think that on the Wheel of Consequences for the creep off, we have to add on there, either Vinny or I has to go up and do your set at an open mic. That'd be amazing.
Yeah.
Like, you know, when the stepdad porn started coming out, it was like really creepy for me because my stepdad's Japanese and it might not translate, but I think that'd be funny. All right, let's hear that joke again. I gotta figure out.
Maybe I
missed something.
Steve Irwin. Crocodile Dundee 2 was better than Kangaroo Jack, and Steve Irwin is dead now. So.
Okay, it's growing on me. Yeah. That joke is growing on me. The delivery, especially. Steve Irwin is dead now. That's pretty good. All right. We only have a few more seconds to go on this, so let's see.
Australia, you know, they need a good roasting sometimes. But too soon.
See, I thought you deserved a better reaction for that. I'm assuming
I expected out of that.
Yeah, I'm assuming this was back when they were having all the wildfires and all the issues with that.
Yeah, it was probably like a week after it started, like probably first week of the year.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know. Thought that was decent.
Oh yeah, it was relevant.
Plants die. It's fine. You need a good purge every now and again. that's pretty much all I got. So
yeah, ending strong with the Australian jokes. I like it. All right, I'm keeping one eye on the live show chat, and I see that you've done stand up a few more times since then.
Uh-huh.
This was your first time ever. You've done it since then. Can you get another simp who wants to fuck you to videotape it next time so we can see what kind of progress you've made?
100%. I can't promise it'll be better.
God, I hope
not. Something.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God, no.
I'm not looking for actual improvement. I just want to laugh at you again. This has been so much fun. And now we've just used up all of the material.
Well, I've been writing barely. Okay. So it's something.
Okay. Do you want to try something out on us right now? You got a joke that you're working on?
Absolutely not. You can go fuck yourself.
All right. I tried. Well, Vic, thank you for coming on and allowing us to review your stand-up. Like I said, I'll probably post this as like a bonus episode or something. Patreon only.
Exclusive. Wow, it'll be your worst one yet.
Well, yeah. No shit. if I had my board, I would have a drop for that, but I don't. Okay. Thanks. I got to go listen to Stuttering John and prepare for tomorrow. So tomorrow we're doing that too. Vic, are you going to be around tomorrow?
Yeah, I will.
Awesome. Well, we'll have you on to do some voicemails and some reviews.
Amazing.
Amazing. Sleep well, everypony.